Kiss Breakfast.
Hey, it's Randy, Andrew, and Susie. Okay, we're talking about BYOB. Anyone that goes to a party these days is bringing their own booze, of course.
Usually.
That's what you do when going to someone's house. But what about BYOBing back to your house after you didn't finish all of your booze? Is it right to take back the booze you brought to someone's house?
People do that?
You all have those friends. We all have those friends.
Yeah. Do.
That do this.
We asked this question on Facebook. What do you do? Can you bring your leftover booze back with you from a party? Rod says, the parties I go to never have leftovers. In fact, we need to pick up more as soon as the store opens. I would say this is a dumb question.
That sounds exactly like something that Rod would say.
You know? Charmaine says, take it home. What host wants 25 bottles of partially empty alcohol left behind as a gift?
Okay, so thank you for those comments, guys. We have Elizabeth Etiquette patiently, of course, waiting on hold right now. Elizabeth Etiquette is just exactly how it sounds, an etiquette expert here in Vancouver who's going to tell us if it's proper to bring your own booze back home.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Well, there are various scenarios to consider here. Are we talking broke college students going to a party or a working adult's friends or family party?
I would say, you know, you expect that from college students who are a little more poor.
Absolutely.
But no, we're talking like, you know, just an everyday working person.
Stable.
Yeah. Sorry, you're right. The broke college students, one would expect that they would take home what they don't drink. Budgets are tight. Otherwise, protocol would suggest that you take beer and wine to the party with the intent to leave it for your host.
Exactly.
Half the reason why I host parties. The next morning, seeing all the booze on the table.
Oh, you're such a...
It's like Christmas.
And you're such a booze guzzler.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. My thanks to you, your co-hosts, and your listeners. Have a wonderful day.
And once again, that's Elizabeth Etiquette. You can find more tips from Elizabeth at elizabethetiquette.com.
Non-stop hits.
This is Kiss Breakfast on Kiss Radio.